In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. Glory to God forever. So today we celebrate the feast of one of the great saints of the Orthodox Church in America, our first canonized saint of the Orthodox Church in America, Saint Herman of Alaska. And we have this gospel reading that is prescribed for Matins for the Feast of St. Herman, in which our Lord says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden." In other words, when you're worn out, when you're tired, when you're burdened, when you've worked hard, and probably more so spiritually than physically, although certainly would include physical, but when you have especially spiritually have worked hard into your rope, he says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden." And then those beautiful words, "I will give you rest." And the word rest there means not just rest like sleep, but rest in the sense of refreshed, where you rest but are find energy and find power and find inner strength and find the light again. Not a rest that makes you groggy, but a rest that makes you filled with spiritual energy. So Jesus says, "Come to me, all who are labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I will refresh you." And then he goes on to say, he says, for my burden is easy. Take my burden on you. My burden is easy. My yoke, you know, you can think of a yoke of oxen pulling a plow. He says, my yoke is light. My yoke is light. It's light. My burden is easy. It's nothing compared to the weights that this world will put on you. And interestingly, this passage is on this icon, which of course is right here now for our renovations, but this icon is usually right in the middle of the church behind the altar, and the book that Jesus holds in this icon is this very passage. "Come to me who are labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." It's something that we look at every time we come into church. Maybe we don't always see it, but we certainly, it's there for us to be reminded that the burden of Christ is light, is yoke. The work we have to do in Christ is light. It's easy compared to the weight of the world. And when we think about, you know, well, wait a minute, following the gospel is not easy. You know, immediately our mind goes to, you know, that's not easy. That's hard. How can Jesus say his burden is light when in fact it seems to us in our broken condition so hard? It's so hard to follow. But the reason it's so hard is because we tend to follow our own impulses that are broken, that are enmeshed in sin, and that drive us to do things that aren't necessarily in our best interest. Whereas the way of Jesus, even though it's hard to do in the sense to make that decision, once we choose that, we realize just how much lighter that way of life is. And just example, I was driving along the other day, and there's a car in front of me, and two lanes went down to one. You know, everybody was kind of zipper merging in, and then this car came zipping down one side, partially used the shoulder just to get ahead of the line of cars, and got in about two cars, three cars ahead of me, nearly clipped the bumper of the car he was scooting in front of. Obviously, that's not only a rude way to drive, it's a dangerous way to drive. He managed to get four car lengths ahead with all that risk. It was almost worthless. But the car, two cars in front of me, the one that he nearly clipped, lays on his horn for a good 15 seconds, flashing his high beams, I can see the reflection, sticks his hand out the window and makes a rude gesture, and, you know, then tailgates each other, you know, and they go off into the distance. And I think, you know what? That's the heavy burden. If that person, even though they were wronged, if that person had just let go, just been patient, just said, you know what, it's not worth it, that burden is light. They would have forgotten about it a second later. Instead, that's probably going to weigh on them all week because I'll keep talking about this rude guy. Well, the way that he reacted was just as detrimental to his spiritual health as the initial offense. And I think that's what one of the things that Jesus is getting to us is how we respond to the burdens of the world when we are late, when we labor and are heavy laden, how we respond will determine whether or not our burden is light. And if we respond according to the gospel, if we respond according to the person of Jesus Christ, the burden is light. It goes away in a heartbeat for things like that. And that's true for, you know, a little traffic incident. You know, what about something that's more serious? A way that someone may have hurt us, wronged us in a much deeper way, or we grieve. Something's happened to someone we love, and we grieve in a deeper way. We may even blame God for that, or our own health. We might be sick or oppressed, or we suffer from a physical illness, a mental illness, a spiritual malaise. All these things that are bigger in this world, bigger in our lives. The world's way is a heavy burden. I think that image of an ox pulling a plow that's trying to catch the earth behind it is a perfect illustration. If we're anchored into the earth, we're getting all this resistance. If we let go, if we turn it over to Jesus Christ, if we choose the way of love, we realize that burden is light. That burden is easy in the sense of the pull, because Christ is our strength and Christ is our light. Christ is our light. And now we read this reading on the feast of St. Herman of Alaska because he followed that path of Jesus Christ. He turned to Christ and found the path that was easy. Again, easy because it's the strength of Christ. Found the path that was light for him. St. Herman was a monk in Palam in Russia, and in 1793 was asked with a group of 10 to go across Siberia to Alaska, which was part of Russian land at that point, and to especially to the Aleutian Islands, and bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to the people there. And so St. Herman went across Siberia, across the Bering Sea, and settled with these other 10 missionaries in that area. And it was not easy physically. Going across Siberia is not easy physically. Once they arrived, it was not easy physically. But because they put their faith in Jesus Christ, and because they put their love in Jesus Christ, and because their decisions were constantly based on what is the most loving thing I can do now, the burden felt light to them. The power was in Christ. The power was in God's Spirit being poured into them. It wasn't very long. The other 9 of the missionaries died early from various causes. A storm, one was martyred, there was a shipwreck. Eventually, Herman, he was the only one left. He was the only one left. And still, he found his burden light because he was immersed in the power of Jesus Christ. There's a story about him. St. Herman lived alone on Spruce Island. He would meet with people. He would help at a school. But he had his cell. His hermitage was a single room building, small building on Spruce Island. And one day someone came and asked Father Herman, he said, "Don't you get lonely? Don't you get lonely being out here all by yourself, isolated and alone?" And St. Herman, Father Herman said, "What are you talking about?" He said, well, you're here all by yourself. You're here alone. The nights are long in the winter, you know, half the year. The nights are extremely long. Don't you get lonely being all alone?" And Father Herman said, "I'm not alone. I'm never alone. I have God. I have the saints. I have the angels. What could be more fulfilling? What could be more rewarding? What could be more in more communion than conversing with angels?" He said, "And then I have the animals. I have the trees. I have God's creation." He said, "I'm never alone. God is with me always." So instead of seeing this isolation as a burden, it was something that made him fill with light. Another story about Father Herman, about St. Herman, is the way in which his love for God, as much love as he had for God, he never felt that it was enough. He never felt that he had accomplished it, that there was always these anchors that tried to pull him back into the world, because we are in this flesh, and it works that way. As long as we are in this broken flesh, we'll have things pulling us back to the earth. And so it's a constant struggle to maintain that love of God that is itself light. You know, Father Herman, he used to defend the native Alaskans against oppression and exploitation by Russian fur traders and other merchants that would come there. Many of them saw the native Alaskans as people to be exploited, people to get money from, people to get cheap labor from. And Herman, he'd stand up for them. He'd say, no, even though he himself was Russian, he would stand up to his countrymen on behalf of his newly found children, his newly found family. To him, it wasn't a question of which heritage one had, and he was often slandered as, you know, a betrayer of his own people. And he said, no, in God, we are all one people, and I will defend whoever is being victimized. I will defend my children. And so he repeatedly stood up for the Native Alaskans, sometimes to the penalty of abuse, psychological reputation, sometimes physical abuse by some of these Russian traders. And one time, a Russian sea captain invited Herman to on board his ship, which is anchored, for dinner and, you know, to discuss things, to see how they couldn't get Herman to maybe back off and let them do their stuff more. And so they were sitting around dinner, and it was a dozen traders and merchants and then the sea captain. And so they got into a discussion, you know, don't you love your homeland? And they got into a discussion on love. And so St. Herman asks them a question. He says, you know, what would you love to have more than anything else in the world? And so one man said, well, I'd like my own ship. I'd like to be a captain. I'd like to have my own ship. Another one said, I would love, you know, a beautiful wife and you know, strapping young boys at my feet. Another one said, I want enough money so I can back to Russia and retire in the city and have servants. And they all said, I would love this or that, all these particular gains. Then Herman asks them another question, and he says, I noticed none of you said that you want to love God. Not one of you mentioned that you wanted to love God. And of course, they all say, well, of course, that's implied. We meant God first. Of course we love God. And then Herman said, do you? Do you love God? He said, when you love something or someone, you think about that person all the time, especially if you love them a lot. If they're your first love, you think about them all the time. And he turned to these sailors, do you think about God all the time? And they had to admit, no, not all the time. And then Herman said, if you really love someone, if they're your first love, you want to please them and do things for them all the time. You put that first. He says, do you put the will of God first? Do you want to please him more than anything else in your life? Quietly, they admitted, no, they didn't put God first in all their life. And so he said, so then can you really say that God is your first love? And they mumbled, no, they really couldn't. And then Herman said, you know, I've been trying to live for 40 years, these past 40 years, as a monk, dedicating my life to God and loving him first, and I can't say now that I love him first in my life. And he said, so then he says to them, let's make a pact. Let's make a pact right now. He says, from this day forward, from this hour, from this minute, let us love God above all and try to accomplish his will. And then he left the boat and went back to his hermitage. But it stuck. It stuck with them. From this day, from this hour, from this minute, let us love God above all. And if we think about it, if we come back to that, loving God above all, if we put God first, if we love God first, all these other burdens drop by the wayside. They don't go away in the sense we don't have to work at them anymore. That's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about, you know, comfort and ease all the time. What we're saying is the strength of God is so much bigger and so much brighter than the burdens of this world. The love of God is so much stronger than the hate of this world. The joy of God is so much brighter than the anger and the sadness of this world. That the kindness of God is so much deeper than the selfishness of this world. That those burdens seem minuscule compared to that love that we can have for God. And so today on the Feast of St. Herman, and as we move again, as we step ever so closer to the Nativity of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, two things. Is one, those words of Jesus, "Come to me," he says, "if you labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest because my burden is light." And then the words of Herman, "From this day forward, from this hour, from this minute, let us love God above all and strive to do his holy will." Amen.